take the monster plunge this weekend with Utah State Parks and a lot of crazy friends. We're chilling out for a great cause next on Western Life Radio.
Knowledge is power. Empower your teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves and their students. For more information, go to fasterutah.org.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors. And at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. Chill out this weekend for a great cause. Scott Tolentino with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources invites us to the party.
What people want to do is they want to pack their swimsuit because, and I'm not kidding, after the Cisco Disco is typically over on Cisco Beach, that wraps up between 9 and 10 in the morning. It starts right at daybreak or even before daybreak and goes to about 10 o'clock. Then everybody heads over to the Utah State Park Marina in Garden City, and it's the Bear Lake Winter Fest, and so there's a whole celebration besides just the Cisco Disco here. And the state park sponsors a polar plunge, and you could bring up any kind of costumes. They have costume contests for those willing to jump in the water at this time of the year. And the money that they collect for this, you get a nice hoodie sweatshirt, but the money is all given to different groups, so it all goes to a really good cause. Bring your camera. I'll leave it at that, because you never know what you're going to see. People dressed up as all kind of different things in the past couple of years, and like you said, it gets more popular every year because word of mouth gets out and lets people do it. And this year, like I said, it's going to be pretty nice. In the past, it's been really cold. We've jumped through holes in the ice. This year, they're going to be jumping off the dock into the marina by the boat ramp, and so that's still, the water's equally cold, but it's going to be a little bit nicer when you get out, hopefully, and hopefully we'll have some decent weather that day. And there's some people that provide these big heaters that blow this warm air, and these big tubes that are about 3 feet in diameter, they blow the warm air onto the people that are coming out of the lake so they have a chance to dry off and not get frostbitten. So it'll be fun. It's great to watch, and if you want to participate, we encourage you, like I said, and you'll get a nice Bear Lake hoodie with the Bear Lake picture of the Bear Lake monster on it.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.